At 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, June 16th. Team We Break for Wales has won the race to Alaska. The captain is Jeannie Gusev, who has won this race before. She led Team Sail Like a Girl to victory in 2017 and is the first two-time winner in the history of R2AK. A look at the website of the Northwest Maritime Center, which organizes the race, shows another part of her story. One day back in 2020, when Gusev was 43 years old, she felt like she was having a stroke. That's not what was happening, but for months afterward, she suffered debilitation as she lost control of the right side of her body, went blind in her right eye, and endured tremors for hours at a time. Eventually, she got her diagnosis, multiple sclerosis. Gusev has the kind that flares up and then backs off. She calls herself lucky. This type of MS worsens with stress, lack of sleep, and physical exertion. Those three things are the stuff of the race to Alaska. Gusev and her crew went ahead anyway, entered their 40-foot sailboat, and won. The Maritime Center people asked why the captain sailed with these conditions. Gusev's answer was, quote, "I'm going to live as long as I can," end quote. The Jefferson County Farmers Markets received a $10,000 grant from the donor-advised Love Your Neighbor Fund, managed by the Jefferson Community Foundation. Amanda Milholland, the Farmers Market Executive Director, said the money will help the organization respond to the end of federal emergency food benefits. These benefits came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Last year, Milholland said, the farmers market provided food access programs, including a SNAP match, to about 800 households. Congress approved the expansion of SNAP benefits for all recipients starting in April 2020. Then in May of this year, the federal public health emergency was declared over, and the emergency SNAP benefits ended too. Milholland said this has meant a benefit cut for every SNAP recipient across 32 states of the U.S., including Washington. According to the 2020 U.S. Census, slightly more than 14% of Jefferson County residents, about 4,800 people, live below the federal poverty line. With the grant money, the Jefferson County Farmers Markets are adding up to $10 per shopper per day to the food budgets of people using SNAP at the Port Townsend or Chimicum Farmers Market. Along with that, there's the SNAP Market Match, a dollar-for-dollar match up to $25 per shopper per day. Information on all of this awaits at the county's two farmers markets, Saturdays on Tyler Street in Uptown Port Townsend from 9 until 2 o'clock, and on Sundays at the Chimicum Corner Farm Stand from 10 o'clock until 2. The Port Townsend Film Festival and Fort Worden Hospitality will present 4 big screen films, all in July, all on the Fort Worden Commons lawn. Here are the outdoor movie titles. Bend It Like Beckham on Saturday, July 8th, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon on July 15th, Billy Elliot on July 22nd, and Bring It On closes the series on July 29th. All you need to bring is your own seating and some warm clothes, since the outdoor movies start at 9 p.m. The Axios News Service reports that Washington's rate of skin cancer has increased over the past decade, with new melanoma cases here far outrunning the national average. More than 200 people in Washington died of melanoma in 2019. That's about 20% higher than the national rate. Katie Treend, a cancer control program coordinator with the DOH, said this might be related to people falsely assuming they don't need to take precautions when it's cloudy. Even if it is overcast, up to 80% of skin-damaging UV rays can still make it through the clouds. So, add a layer of sunblock and consider a hat. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.